Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're listening to UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Erica Campbell online with me, and she has a new book out called More Than Pretty. Erica, tell us a little more about the book.
Hello, I'm glad to be here today. I'm excited about this book. It's called More Than Pretty, on the stalwart to uncover your true beauty. I think all of us have a very colorful story. We've had issues and things that have happened in our lives, and we tend to just keep going and keep pushing. What we don't understand, the state of our heart and mind is very important and crucial to our success. And so sometimes you just need to slow down and go, what really just happened in my life? And have I really surrendered what just happened to God? And when you surrender it to God, then he has the opportunity to use it for his glory. And so I've surrendered all that is Erica Campbell to God, believing that what I've gone through and dealt with in my life was not for nothing,
right?
But
right.
For his glory. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to share this book. Yeah.
Man, excellent. And I mean, you've been through, tried through the fire. How many years you've been doing this?
Professionally since, I think about 97 is when I started doing it professionally. And 98, me and my sister got signed. And we put out our first song in 99, and the album came out.
Yeah.
And it has just not stopped since.
Yeah. Amazing. In regards to More Than Pretty, what does pretty mean to you, and what are you trying to convey?
Pretty is just a word.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty, it varies. Pretty changes from person to person. But I decided to look at the origin of the word.
Okay.
Pretty is from a German word in the 1500s that originally meant trick. It was a word for trickery.
Wow.
And so we then changed the definition in the early 1800s, and it became, you know, what we use it as today.
Mm.
But the origin of the word was not, you know, for a beautiful woman. And you hear this word, little kids hear it, women hear it, you know, oh, this is so pretty, it's so pretty.
Right.
And you just really have to look at pretty and what else am I besides pretty? What else? The word has been used to minimize in the business area. You know, if you're going into an office and you go to negotiate and they start off with, oh, you're so pretty.
Right.
It always seems attempt to disarm, and I'm like, I didn't come here for that. I knew what to do when I came here. I don't need you to tell me. What did you tell me for? Are you using that word as a tool to soften me up to go, oh, he thinks I'm pretty, she thinks I'm pretty? I think we have to realize that we are more than that, and so that's the name of the title. Not just more than pretty, more than so many things, more than just a woman. I'm more than just a mom, you know. I'm more than just a singer. There is so much more to me, and I think we all need to realize that. That there's so much more to who we are, to the experience, what we have. Our present does not always indicate what our future will be, but we have to learn to speak life over our lives and realize we are more than the worst experiences that we've had in our lives.
Yeah, and you're a perfect example of that. Not only as a Christian woman, but representing that in the entertainment arena through all that you've done, from music, books, television shows, etc., that you are expressing that you are more. How do we begin the process for understanding that we are more, that we don't get stuck or stagnant in just being music?
Mm-hmm. In the book, I talk about asking the question why.
Mm-hmm.
And not just like a whining kind of way. Why did this happen? Why did this happen? Should I have learned? What was my contribution to the problem? What could I have done different, you know, or if you've done everything right in this situation, which nobody ever does everything right, why did God allow it? What am I supposed to learn? How am I supposed to grow? And I think when you ask those questions and you come to the resolve that life is life and something just happened, you know, you don't waste your time. Don't waste years on why, but definitely ask yourself why. And then come to a resolve and move forward. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, whether it is dealing with issues in a relationship, business, or, you know, a love relationship and things go wrong, sometimes things just go wrong. It is not an indication of what you are not and how you are not equipped or you are not deserving or worthy. And I think when you do that work, you can move forward into another relationship. But if you never ask yourself why, if you never take time to recover, if you never, you know, just take time with your own heart, not with what people think, but your own heart, and surrender that to God, you can't get free.
Right.
Because the next relationship, you'll be replaying, remembering, reminding yourself of what happened, as opposed to going, I dealt with that. I know what that was. This next thing won't be that.
Right.
My future does not have to look like the past. And so you have to take time with yourself. And that's really doing the soul work. That's really taking the time to figure out how I can learn and grow from whatever I've gone through.
How important is understanding God's love towards you in that healing process? Because you mentioned surrender, and we can surrender to God. But how do people begin to understand His love, His love? Because we can't love nobody else, not even ourselves, without really understanding God's love.
Mm-hmm. It's crucial. God's love is everything. Mm-hmm. It is the key. It's the ticket. It's the plug.
Right,
it's
right.
The things that you're looking for.
Right.
So if you don't have knowledge of His love, then you'll be trying to find love in all the wrong places or trying to love yourself. And my love just ain't enough.
Right.
It supersedes, because there's times when we don't love ourselves and we don't feel good about us. And
true
so
story.
I shouldn't be subject to the inconsistencies of Erica. Mm-hmm. I have to make sure that no matter where I am and how I feel, I am still in full surrender to the Father so that His love can fill me up. It can fuel me. It can push me when I feel like stopping. You know, it can make me stop and slow down and just pay attention to Him when I'm going too fast and I'm not rested and I'm not ready and I'm not prepared. Because sometimes what we want and what we're prepared for are two different things. The love of God, the loving voice of the Father, whispers in your ear and says, not yet.
Mm.
And when you love and trust the Father, you trust His voice. And when He says, not yet, you say, okay.
Right.
You don't fuss and complain. You don't compare yourself to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say, well, look at them. Well, look what they did. And I should be here. Mm-hmm. Trust the loving voice of the Father.
Amen.
That in the right time and at the right time, He will take me where I need to be. But that's only if I love and trust Him.
Right. What are some affirmations we should use to encourage ourselves? Or what did you use that helped you?
Oh, wow. The affirmations in the book are all followed up with scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the Bible says, He'll honor his word above his name. So that means my words have to be wrapped in His word, you know? And so I am powerful. I am loved. I am valuable. I am necessary. I am fearfully, wonderfully made.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I am a sister. I'm a friend. A good sister.
Mm-hmm.
And a good friend, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Speaking those things to yourself daily. And not just at one moment. I know some people leave their affirmations for the beginning of the day. My affirmations go with me all through the day. If I'm on a call,
mm-hmm.
if I'm doing business and something is coming up, I literally just was talking to my executive assistant saying that I have everything I need to be everything that I need.
Right.
And I declare that over my life on a regular basis. When I'm broken and sad, I declare that God is near to the brokenhearted. So I acknowledge my brokenness and my flaws and my issues, but I follow it up with what God says about that. But what does God say about what I'm feeling right now?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're dealing with loss, losing a job, losing a friend, losing a loved one. The scripture, it is always something in the word that will feed your soul and fuel your soul to give you what you need in that moment.
True story. How does therapy assist in your process?
Therapy is very necessary. So the scripture says there is great safety in the midst of counsel. Not just safety, great safety in the midst of counsel. Who your counselors are is very important. The unfortunate thing in today's time, people's counselor is social media. People's counselor is blogs. And people's counselor is a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you listen to a song and go, that song tells me I don't need nobody but me and I'm good and miss me and I'm by my... That's terrible counsel.
Right, right.
Because you do need somebody else. You are not in this world by yourself. You do need other people.
That's right.
So great counsel, wise counsel comes from, you know, people who have been where you've been. People who love the Lord. And then there are the professionals who are qualified and certified who went to school. Sometimes a counselor is not just your pastor. Sometimes it's not just your first lady. Sometimes it is a legit counselor that you pay that, you know, can
really
help you navigate your way through some things.
That's
and
right.
I think that we need to reevaluate the necessity of great counsel in our life. I have a great circle of friends who I lean on and talk to that I can be honest with and that are honest with me. And when that's not enough, I'm fasting and praying. And in addition to that, I am going to see a therapist.
That's all right. That's all right. So I'm super excited about the book. It's times like this. I enjoy having two platforms. So it's great having you on UrbanBuzzMag.com. If you want to hear more from Erica Campbell, listen to WKPS Radio, where key players speak, because she'll be right over there with us as well. So, Erica, thank you again. We really appreciate you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I love it.